Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Federal Trade Commission in more than 40 states are suing Facebook for allegedly abusing its market power to become a social media monopoly. As NPR's Bobby Allen explains, the suits claim Facebook illegally acquired messaging service WhatsApp and photo-sharing app Instagram.
Federal and state regulators say Facebook sought to neutralize its rivals by buying them if they became a threat, leaving fewer choices for consumers. Sally Hubbard is a former antitrust prosecutor and expert on monopolies.
Facebook has ensured that any company that is out there innovating is just destroyed, copied, killed, or acquired. That's the modus operandi of Facebook.
Authorities are targeting its $1 billion purchase of Instagram in 2012 and $19 billion acquisition of WhatsApp a few years later. Facebook, which is a financial supporter of NPR, says regulators already blessed all of its acquisitions, saying the lawsuits amount to authorities trying to do a redo and punish a successful business. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first over-the-counter coronavirus test. NPR's Rob Stein reports the approval will make it easier for people to get tested, especially at a time when the surge in infections is causing long lines for testing in some spots.
People can get the test by ordering it online from LabCorp or picking it up at a drugstore. They collect a sample by swabbing inside their nose and then send it off to a lab for analysis. In a day or two, the results are available by logging onto a website. Until now, this test was only available by prescription. LabCorp says doctors are available to counsel people who test positive about what to do. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Tom Wolf has tested positive for the coronavirus. From member station WITF, Bresh Stoltis has more.
Wolf says he does not have any symptoms and is working from home while in isolation. The governor is 72 and a prostate cancer survivor, putting him in a higher risk group for serious complications. Since March, Wolf has mandated face coverings and put in place public health measures that some state Republicans have urged the public to resist. At least 9 Pennsylvania lawmakers have contracted COVID-19, including 2 state senators who attended an indoor hearing with President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, who also has since tested positive. Wolf says his diagnosis shows health measures are no guarantee and that everyone must do their part to protect others. For NPR News, I'm Brett Schultes in Harrisburg.
The Pentagon has decided that most of its initial doses of coronavirus vaccine will be used to immunize defense, healthcare workers, and emergency service personnel at 16 sites around the U.S. and overseas. Officials with the military say vaccinations initially will be voluntary and begin shortly after the FDA gives its emergency use authorization to a vaccine. On Wall Street, the Dow closed lower, down 105 points. The Nasdaq was down 243 points. This is NPR. Boeing's long-grounded 737 MAX jet is back in the air. At least one of the planes is anyway. Boeing 737 MAX 8 taking to the skies between Sao Paulo and Porto Alegre today. The flight by Brazil's Gol Airlines was the first in nearly 2 years after the plane was grounded following 2 deadly crashes. U.S. and European regulators have also approved the flights, and American Airlines says it will resume flying the planes this month. The Trump administration says it will allow migrants from 6 countries to extend their temporary legal status in the U.S. until October. NPR's Joel Rose reports the extension announced today comes weeks before that status was set to expire.
The extension applies to more than 300,000 people from countries including El Salvador and Haiti who have what's known as temporary protected status, or TPS. The program allows people from countries devastated by war or natural disaster to live and work legally in the U.S. For some countries, it's been extended repeatedly. The Trump administration tried to terminate TPS for hundreds of thousands of migrants, but legal challenges temporarily blocked that from happening. President-elect Joe Biden has promised an immediate review once he takes office. The extension also applies to migrants from Nepal and Sudan, as well as Honduras and Nicaragua, countries that were recently struck by 2 major hurricanes. Joel Rose, NPR News.
As coronavirus cases rise across the U.S., some public health officials have been pushing mask mandates, but that has resulted in some ugly scenes. Public health officials in Boise, Idaho, were about to vote on a 4-county mask mandate, but had an meeting early amid fears when protests broke out. This is NPR.